Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Extreme risk protection orders, or red flag laws, allow a judge to temporarily remove someone's guns if they're a risk to themselves or others. Speaking to the Crime Commission Tuesday, Bruce Cruiser with Mental Health America points out that 2/3 of gun deaths in Virginia are suicides. He thinks a red flag law could lower that number.
Studies show that removing the lethal means is the best way to prevent suicide. When a gun is used, the fatality rate is over 80%, compared with a far less lethal rate for other methods.
Amy Swearer from the conservative think tank The Heritage Foundation told the commission that gun violence is not an epidemic, and most gun control measures are extreme responses. However, she supports red flag laws.
They also allow individuals, including friends and family members, who are well-positioned to recognize when a loved one is becoming dangerous, to play a more significant role in alerting law enforcement to that danger.
After Tuesday's hearing, the State Crime Commission will research a number of policy proposals, including red flag laws, before submitting recommendations to lawmakers. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.